Good morning, Zeke.
Howdy.
How are you? Hang in there, I see.
Yeah, no, I've been better.
Oh.
But we will be getting better. And yeah, part
of it. We're going to be talking about art.
Yeah, well, then no. We're actually, I'm going to be getting worse because, yeah, unfortunately, I'm talking about crappy art today. Crappy art that is funded by the government that is just totally like more money than brains. They have no idea what they're doing, how they're doing it, when they're doing it, or why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Although, as a consequence of doing it, everybody ends up feeling good and patting themselves on the back. How's that for an intro?
Ah.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious to know what you will be talking about further.
Well, there it was initially. Did you realize that? Yeah, because Saturday I switched my radio listening habits. I now listen to Radio Canada.
Oh.
Very soon I'm going to be bilingual. I will be a perfectly fluent French speaker. You will not know the difference between me and Nicolas Sarkozy.
Did you just start doing that because of this artwork that you saw?
No. Because it's the sort of thing where so is to, which won't deal with local news and stuff like that. I have many radios at home, and I have one of them tuned to the CBC.
Mm-hmm.
And the CBC had just been annoying me left, right, and center for I don't know how many decades, eons, millennia. And I finally said, okay, so what? I'm going to like just sit here and take it? Or no, I can actually become bilingual. And then in my little brief listening, I realized, well, Radio Canada isn't that much better. They have a completely different way of doing things. It's mm-hmm. absolutely wild. There, they prefer like roundtable discussions where everybody laughs. You can have an entire show on Radio Canada where there are five people all with a microphone and all they do is laugh. Albert Nuremberg would be wonderful there. But anyhow, we're diverging. It's the sort of thing where since yesterday I was listening to their weekend morning show. I think it's Bien meilleur le mat. No, that's the weekday show. I don't know what the title is because it's in French and I'm not bilingual yet, and so at which point I don't remember the name.
And they were talking about art?
Yeah, and they, it's everybody in the morning talks about art. We're talking about art.
Not CBC. Everyone does. Some people try to avoid talking about it.
No. I listen to CKGM. I listen to CJD. I listen to Seika. They all talk about art. Some of them talk about it longer. Some of them talk about it shorter. But they all do talk about art.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me, listening to Radio Canada yesterday morning, I suddenly said, oh, geez. They're copying my idea, and they got it first. And at which point I got very nervous, because there I'd been talking with another volunteer here, and it is the sort of thing where, as far as I can tell, Radio Canada is the mainstream. They are listened to by more people than you can shake a stick at. Everybody and their mother and their uncle and their aunt listens to Radio Canada. It is the most listened to, most popular radio station in the city. And if Montreal was a nation, although Quebec is the one that wants to be a nation, it'd be the most popular radio station in the nation as well.
It's funded by the public, though.
Yeah, but CBC.
Different from other mass media that's totally corporate and totally funded by the community.
Yeah, but CBC is funded by the public, too, and it's not mainstream at all. It's very, very French.
The Radio Canada?
No. Radio Canada in French is very mainstream because everybody listens to it. CBC, because it's English and nobody listens to it, is not mainstream. It's very fringe.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll discuss this later. Anyhow, let's get back to the crappy art. Because once I get this sort of like, once I sort of expunge this from my soul, then yes, maybe perhaps I can feel better for the rest of the day.
I'm confused, though. Did you just say that CBC, you have French programming on CBC and not Radio Canada?
No, I make a distinction. CBC is English.
Yes.
And CBC Radio English,
yes,
is French. It's not mainstream.
How is CBC Radio?
Because it's only listened to by about 4,000 people, 5,000 people.
But why are you calling it French? They're still English.
No. Radio Canada is French.
Yes, I'm very confused.
Uh-huh. Radio Canada is French.
Yes, I know that.
They're the ones who are going to make me bilingual.
I'm understanding you saying that CBC is also French.
No, CBC they're the same corporation. They have two sides. They have a split brain.
Well, to me, last I checked, Radio Canada is French programming and CBC is
exactly
English programming.
Exactly.
Only.
That's
no
what I said.
French on okay. Leaking in either side.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to the archives because obviously I said a malapropism and
No, it's okay. I think it's because it's too early in the morning and I'm just a little confused.
And there it's, if you notice, we're all laughing. Maybe we can go on Radio Canada.
Yes, and talk about the different distinctions because there's a variety of different types of programming.
But I'm here CBC. Not to talk about radio. I'm here to talk about
art.
But
it is an important point that you brought up, though, especially when it comes to you covering the art scene and then trying to have something that's obviously being discussed further in depth. And then if you have it already on CBC, then you're kind of like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on here?
But
you do like to be on the edge of everything. So why? How come? How did this happen?
Well,
they're having the same
This guy who comes in sort of like me and sort of jumps in and talks about stuff, and this is what you should do, and
they
this is cool.
There, actually. They should just have
I got to become bilingual first.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm listening. I'm practicing.
Oh, I see. All right. Very good.
But no, there, my initial idea, given that yesterday was a very nice day, was to go to FIMA, you know, the Festival International Montréal sur les Arts, which is on St. Catherine Street East, down in the Gay Village and stuff like that. And then take a Bixi up Papineau and then walk all the way along Mount Royal to see Paysage Éphémère. But things happened, and yeah, there was a sort of thing. That's what he talked about. And he basically, I don't know what his name was, whether it was Bernard or Bertrand or Samuel or something like that, some French name, because he's a French guy, because he's on Radio Canada where they speak French.
That's right.
And it was, he was just saying, you should go check these out, because that's effectively where all the other radio stations, when they talk about art, all they are doing is reciting or rehashing press releases, and say, hyping up stuff, which is something that just drives me up the wall. If I'm not in a bad mood, it just puts me into a foul mood. Anyhow, so I then heard that he was talking about FIMA and Paysage Éphémère, and I then said, oh. But then I realized all he was doing was pimping them and sort of saying, go. They're wonderful. They're great. They're amazing. They're spectacular, yada, 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 and nothing, saying nothing terribly significant. I realized, okay, so I can talk about these things on my own because I notice how I make my voice deeper now and more authoritative. I can even, beat my chest or something like that, make it sort of like, and sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And realize I have opinion. No. Everybody else knows what they're talking about, too. Some people, it's just a matter of realizing. But anyhow, I realized I could make my opinions known, and at which point that would be what would make me different than the guy on Radio Canada, speaking in an entirely different language. However, things got in the way, and I didn't make it down to FEMA. But thankfully, FEMA is hanging out for a little while, so there is, hope springs eternal in the human breast. I think there's some famous poem that uses that, and so I can potentially, theoretically, maybe, perhaps, drag my sorry ass down there to go see more crappy art, because from what I've seen of FEMA, which was 10 years ago when they started, it was crappy art, and I'm not a real big fan of crappy art. But nonetheless, because you were going
to
say something?
Yes, I just want to advise that it's running until 11th of July, and the website is festivaldesarts.org if you'd like to get more information about it.
Okay, no problem. But anyhow, the one that I decided to go see was Paysage Éphémère, because I live on the corner of Rachel and Saint Laurent and Mount Royal, and I just, it was hot, it was muggy, I was feeling sort of betwixt and between, and so then dragging my sorry body all over the town and stuff like that, I figured, okay, let's haul up to Mount Royal, and started off in a bad mood because, I know that Paysage Éphémère is supposed to span the breadth of Mount Royal from Papineau to Saint-Denis. And so I've looked at the convenient Bixi stand, which has a map of the city, and said, okay, so where is the nearest Bixi stand to Mount Royal and Papineau? And they came up with Marquette. So I rode along Rachel up Marquette. And that's one of the things Bixi, they do make you drive, badly, and you disregard traffic laws. But that's a whole nother rant. Anyhow.
You should talk to Cam Novak about that.
Bixies are horrible, but I use them. I'm a very large hypocrite.
Anyway, do go on about Paysage Éphémère, because I'm very curious to know what you have.
I park my bike at Marquette and Mount Royal, look around both ways, there's nothing. And I'm saying, huh? What? There's nothing here. And so then I start shuffling along Mount Royal towards Saint-Denis, and I keep looking, and I'm fairly good at finding this public art stuff. I sort of notice things that other people don't notice. I don't know if it's because my head is either up my ass in the clouds, I have taken some weird drugs or something like that that give me super spidey powers. I don't know, but anyhow, I'm fairly good at discovering public art, and there ain't nothing happening. And I'm saying, okay, so I dragged myself out so as to go see public art, and there's nothing here. And then I finally make it to the Mount Royal Metro, and they have this pathetic piece of thing by Marc Dolude called L'Envolé, which is basically a rock stuck in sort of like, you know, one of those funhouse mirrors?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Okay, enough said. They also very conveniently there, and that's the only place that I've, the first place I saw where they have a map showing where everything is. And I say, oh, I get it. This year they're trying to enlarge their turf. They're trying to, they're becoming like the U.S. Army and NATO and taking over stuff because they've added Paysage Éphémère on the other side of Papineau now. They're going further east.
Really?
Uh-huh. And yeah, they, where wow. is it? Beyond Cartier. And so Cartier is, yeah, on the other side of Parc La Fontaine. It's beyond Papineau. It's, I didn't make it to see it there. And there's, I think, probably a very nice park there.
So my question would be then, we have to see all of those in order to understand the whole conceptual perspective of that art piece?
No.
Is what I'm trying to figure out with that piece, actually, myself.
No, you don't have to see a darn thing.
You don't have to see all of them together? Are you sure?
I was trying to figure it out
because I know ephemeral art is supposed to be something in the moment, right?
It just means it's not there permanently.
Exactly, but there's that essence that's supposed to be...
It can still be crappy art. There doesn't have to be anything essential. But then with the map, it's a sort of thing where, you know, across from the metro, there's the Casbah?
Yes.
There's supposed to be a piece by Sylvie Laliberté there.
Mm.
And I looked, and there's nothing. And so I'm saying, okay, it's hot, it's muggy, it's sort of like, I don't know, 4 o'clock now and stuff like that. Thankfully, the Maison de la Culture is open. And there they do have something which is as ephemeral as any other art exhibit that they put into the Maison de la Culture. Because it's going from the... Yeah, I don't understand these dates either. It's that the Maison de la Culture goes from the 30th of June to the 21st of August. But the stuff that's on the street is going from the 2nd of July to the 25th of July.
Hmm.
I don't
know. Two different exhibits?
It's on the same damn poster.
I was trying to find information about this, actually. So I'm really happy that you were able to find it because it's actually not that easy to find.
No, that's just what I was so pissed off.
Yes.
It's like annoying beyond belief. Anyhow, but so the Maison de la Culture has this exhibition, which is as ephemeral as all their other ones. And,
ephemère. I like how they say ephemère.
Yeah, it should be, what is it?
It's like this whole other concept of understanding.
GRS.
GRS?
As opposed to FMR, GRS.
I don't get it. It's still in the morning. So
F.
Oh, I get it.
GNS. Okay, anyhow.
Yes.
In the Maison de la Culture, there finally was something which was absolutely wicked cool. Because, yeah, it's the sort of thing where there's this guy, Reinhard Ritzenstein, whose name I apologize because I'm just butchering it left, right, and center.
Ritzenstein.
Uh-huh. He is a spectacular artist. He uses dead trees. Complete dead trees.
Oh, I've heard of this artist.
Uh-huh, yeah. He had something in Pittsburgh that, I don't know, a couple of years ago that looked absolutely spectacular, and I only saw pictures of it, and it still looked really, really spectacular. Anyhow, in the Maison de la Culture, he has this set of installation stuff that is basically on like barrel staves. No, I don't want that thing back.
As you mentioned, the website at the end of your segment.
It's crappy art.
I think it's still worth checking out to understand why you find it crappy.
Okay. Anyhow, Reinhard Ritzenstein, he has a bunch of stuff with half barrel staves that are then turned into sort of like these dioramas with moss and rocks and water, and they're very, very, very cool. And I actually have a wicked cool picture. I almost like had to pick my exhale was the word, yes, because I had inhaled. My God, I took a wonderful picture that I put up on where I archive all these sort of talks about arts and stuff like that. And so there are a bunch of pictures of things, and you can see how crappy everything else is. Anyhow,
but his art, you say, is really, really
nice. Yeah, and there it's the sort of thing where they're placed all over the place. But then another thing that makes this really bad is because, yeah, they have no signage. And so Reinhard Ritzenstein in the Maison de la Culture, which is an art gallery, there's not a tag anywhere explaining the name, the artist, nothing like that.
Mm.
And yeah, as I said, Sylvie Laliberté, who's supposed to be in front of the Case Pup, is not there at all. And yeah, then the other thing that just really, really annoyed me is sort of upon seeing the map of all the sort of ephemeral art on the street on Mount Royal, realized that, oh yeah, there's that Reinhard Ritzenstein tree through a house at the corner of Park and Mount Royal. And I sort of said, okay, after seeing all this crappy art, do I really, really want to haul my sorry...
Not that far.
Yeah, I agree. But I did have... And there was the sort of thing, because I'm trying to increase my Bixie stats.
Yes.
I said, okay, I can take a Bixie from here to there. I can then drop it off while I look at the art, pick up another one, so I can sort of just artificially increase the number of Bixies I take. Anyhow, a question. Which is better? Good art that is never seen, or bad art that is seen?
The first.
Sabrina says the first.
Okay. No, no.
Yeah.
Good art that's never been seen, or bad art that's always been seen?
And then as far as organizing an outdoor exhibition of art, what would you think of the person who organized the outdoor exhibition of art and placed the piece of art someplace where it was right in the middle, right staring you right in your face, and nobody looked at it. Nobody knew it was there. Everybody. I stood there for 15 minutes. Watching people pass by. They were going up to the Tam Tams. They were going up to watch the guys with the duct tape, the medieval stuff, beating the crap out of each other. There were the people who were going over to Jean Mons Park to play softball. There were the people hanging out at the A&W. There were the people who were going up to the Tortiere Australian guys so as to have things. Not a single person looked at Reinhard Ritzenstein's piece, which is not a tiny thing. It's like a house. It's like a shack, like a garden shack.
So why is that?
Because it's the sort of thing where when you're on... Well, there, first of all, if you notice on that sort of glossy thing there, it has 11 logos there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you... your normal day-to-day sort of stuff, there are people, sociologists, who've done the sort of like calculating of these things and calculated how many logos you see every day and what you pay attention to and what you don't pay attention to. And my take on it is, given that they took the spot that is at the southwest corner of Mount Royal and Park, which is sort of that nondescript house that used to be the public bathrooms and where the buses hang out, but the 11 and the 97 hang out before they go starting back the other way. It's the sort of thing where everybody just sort of passes by there and just sort of says, yeah, whatever, it's where our it's a point in passage. They're going from point A to point B and passing by. And there's nothing terribly nondescript. There's nothing terribly much more attractive or interesting about the place to begin with. And then, given that most of the people who are going to the Tam Tams have been going to the Tam Tams for, I don't know, 50, 60 years or something like that, and yeah, those medieval duct tapes warriors and so on, they're just young pups, so they've only been doing it for about 25 years or something ridiculous like that.
Yes.
It's the sort of thing where, yeah, when you take your morning commute, how much do you pay attention to the corner, the bus stop at the corner of Marianne?
I'm asking the wrong person, because I actually do pay attention.
You're special.
That's what I'm saying. You're asking the wrong person.
Okay. Generically, how much attention does people... and top of it, everybody's going...
I like art. I like seeing anything that's random supposed to be there.
Oh,
or
yeah, but
it's supposed to be there, and I wonder, was that there before? I do that often.
But if you're just passing by and you don't know that there's art because there's no sign...
It doesn't matter, even if it is or if it isn't. I just notice things.
I'm certain I can walk down the street with you. I can walk down Saint Laurent with you one day and point out something to you that you have never seen before. Just because Saint Laurent has become such a sort of regular sort of thing, and it's going to take neon signs and naked dancing guys.
Personally, I don't find Saint Laurent has ever been the same. It changes all the time.
Well, fine.
It does.
Fine, just ruin my whole thesis.
It really does. So does Saint Denis. If you walk up these streets, any street in Montreal, if you walk up, there's always something that's different every day.
Fine, okay.
I know, because I walk up the hill.
Fine, there goes my whole theory.
Anyway.
Obviously, Paysage Éphémère is great art.
Well, paysageéphémère.com is the website, if you want to check it out, it's, I think it's great that you chatted with us about it, though, Zeke, because I did want to get your perspective on it, because there is that piece that I also saw, the one with the rock in the middle of...
Funhouse
mirror.
Yeah, that's impossible to miss just because you come out of there.
And it's one of those.
But when was the last time you were at A&W?
It's been a while, actually.
At the corner of Park and Mount Royal.
Yes, I do know where you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
So I'll pay attention next time. Or maybe I've already seen it and I haven't realized it's that
that's
artist.
That's my point.
Yeah, you're right.
When was the last time you
But then again, I also don't know who the artist is either for the... before you mentioned, I didn't know who the artist is of that rock piece. I like to call it the rock piece.
Okay, it's an 8 foot, no, and even longer. It's probably a 10 foot tall, 15 foot tall shack with a tree going right through it. It's called Defiance. Yeah. And then the reason why nobody sees it is, as before we got off on the tangent, it's because it's painted brown. So it's a sort of blah color. And then because it's, even though it's an upside down tree that has been that is piercing a shack, it's still vaguely nature like.
I think I've seen it though.
I'll show you the pictures I got.
The 129 goes there.
Pardon?
Doesn't the 129 go?
129 passes by it. Yep.
Yes, I have seen this. Okay. Yes. Okay. And all right. Sorry, I had to go. You know, we're already 7:52. We have to go to Sabrina's Secret Stash Seek.
Uh oh.
But it's okay because the Mock Snow headlines are not happening today. Just so our listeners know. And we're going on this art ramble right now, and it's pretty intensive. And I just realized now, like, oh no, it's 7:52, so we have to go to Sabrina very soon.
I will zip it up.
Zip it up.
If anybody disagrees with me, tough patooties.
No, they can write to us monday@ckut.ca. Well,
fine, you can get the email.
monday@ckut.ca. In the subject heading, please put down for Zeke.
Personally, I like tough patooties.
Tough patooties. Well, thank you, Zeke, for giving your perspective. Always appreciated. And it's worthwhile to mention. I mean, not everyone has the same opinion, but I value your opinion because you've been very, very experienced in knowing what you like and what you don't like and why.
Oh, it's just, you're special.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you.